Time to talk rugby indeed. Waratahs coach Daryl Gibson, all the preparation comes into play tonight as we say hello. You take on the Rebels tonight at Brookie.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, boys.
How's it going to go, mate? How are you placed? What's the team looking like? Is it a full-strength team?
Full-strength for where we're at the season right now. We're waiting on Rob Simmons, who is due to have a baby overnight, so hopefully that's all gone well for him.
Oh, good stuff.
But we're at that stage of the season where we need a game. You know, the boys are had a lot of pre-season training piled into them and they're really thirsting to get out there and actually play.
It's only a trial game, Daryl, but your season starts next week. But it's an important one because, you know, the club or the organisation just needs a win too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had a forgettable 2017. And since the end of last year, you know, we've been busy trying to transform ourselves. You know, we've made a lot of changes to our support staff, our coaching, our training base. So there's a lot of change going on in our organisation. But, you know, we're really, really determined to make sure that we perform this year.
And performing this year, in a way, Gibbo, relates to last year, that when the boys got to Wallaby level, the coach criticised them to say they weren't fit enough. So has it been just a running off-season for these boys?
Yeah, fair to say we've put a lot of emphasis on our fitness. And that's the number one building block that we've based ourselves on in terms of what we want to achieve this season. And so that emphasis has left us a little bit short on footy. So tonight will be an excellent sort of gauge of where we're at around our football. But we are very fit and you know, there's some really positive signs. We've recorded so many best ever sort of personal bests that you know, I've got no issue around our fitness. We'll be ready there.
Mm. I know it's an issue for another day, Daryl, but how do Aussie players go into a Wallaby camp off the back of a pre-season and a Super Rugby season then not be fit enough for their national coach?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and that's our responsibility as a state coach. You know, we're responsible for the condition that our players turn up in. I was very embarrassed about that situation, so certainly we put moves in place to change that.
Did you agree with it?
I think it's probably a fairly global statement.
Right.
You know, Czech was probably looking at the condition of two or three of our players and going, that's not up to international standard.
Right, yeah.
And I agreed with him there. Okay. So, you know, as I said, we've put a lot of emphasis on making sure that we are fit. We can compete at the level we need to compete physically to beat these Kiwi teams and win this competition.
Mate, don't you have the Fat Boys Club? That's what used to roll in our time. So if you're someone like Michael Hooper doesn't need to do any more work.
Yeah, no, we've got a fancy term for that now, Berkey's called unfit to perform.
Politically correct.
I was like about to say, you're not allowed to have a fat boys club anymore, are you?
But essentially it's the same thing.
Yeah.
So we had a couple of those early in pre-season, but pleased to report we're good.
You must be excited to have Izzy Folau back. Had that break over summer.
I think, he's had that sabbatical, the 8-week off-season. He's come back. He looks great. He's enthusiastic. And I must say, the return condition of all our Wallabies has been outstanding and probably more their attitude and their buy-in to what we're about this season. So that's a really positive sign for us.
His fitness can be a bit up and down too. Curtly Beale, how much will he play tonight?
Yeah, well, KB, he'll start the game. He's carrying a bit of an elbow niggle, but nothing that I don't think will hinder his performance too much. He's turned up in great nick as well. You know, he's recorded best evers and a lot of things. It's what he adds to us on the field because he's just that little bit different. Mm. The way he plays his game, he's very instinctive. And, of course, in Australia, we're preoccupied by structure. We introduced Curtly and he's that difference that we kind of need in our team.
And is that the difference moving forward, Daryl, from what is going to be the difference from last season to this season and perhaps a bit more unstructured off the cuff?
Yeah, obviously, the game is 50% structured and unstructured. So, in Australia, we've got this real strength around structure and it's excellent. You know, I think we're one of the best in the world at producing teams that play with excellent shape and structure and formation. Our challenge is when the ball goes unstructured and it's loose. And having someone like Curtly can really ignite the players around him through what he sees in playing heads-up football. Mm. And so we've put a lot of work into that while trying to really work out what our strengths could be. As you know, one of our changes has been in our recruitment. And I've purposely gone for hard-working forwards Not necessarily big bull carrying brutes, but just guys who want to put their head down and work hard. So, you know, these games are more around finding out what potentially are going to be our strengths. And what I've seen so far is we've got a team here who just want to work hard and be directed.
How do you manufacture, Gibbo, how do you manufacture that 50-50 structured, unstructured to take on someone like the Kiwi teams when, you know, the glaring stat was 0-26 last year? We had no success.
Yeah, there's two aspects to that, Berkey. One is when the game does go unstructured, the Kiwi teams have a real strength there. You know, it's been that light since, you know, the time the competition started. So one of our challenges is obviously defensively how we shut them down from those situations. So we put a lot of time and effort into looking at what is best practice around that and training those methods. And the other aspect is when we have the ball, what are we doing to get the ball to space? We're either kicking it, passing it, or running it. So, as I said to you, we're not the complete picture or the finished article there. It's a work on for us, but we've got players in our team that are capable of delivering that style of play.
And a quick one, mate. I'm led to believe that you've actually, while you're the head coach, you've also, after the review of what went wrong last year, you've taken over the job as being in charge of the defence.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, we've had a few portfolio changes within our coaching staff. And I'm, to be fair, I'm really loving defence. I think I've always been an attack coach that watches teams' defence. So from that point of view, I look at everything through a lens of an attack coach. And I think so far I've enjoyed the challenge. I'm out of my comfort zone. I've had to turn myself into an expert technically around defence. And obviously, part of that is watching a lot of tape and talking to a lot of other defensive coaches of what they see as important. Probably the biggest building block in defence for me that I found out from just about every defensive coach going around is largely depending on effort and attitude. And if your team wants to defend and defend for each other, it'll go a long way into making you tough to break down.
Isn't it the irony of defence coaches? Mate, you couldn't tackle in your day. You were ordinary, mate. I ran around you all.
Right. Well, Les Kiss was the Wallabies defence coach.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, just a stitch up, obviously. I think you got me a couple of good times there for Crusaders and also against the All Blacks. Look forward to tonight, mate. Good luck, Brookvale Oval. All the stars will be turning out. 6:45 kickoff. Good luck to the season.
All right. Thanks, Becky. Thanks.
Good on you, Darryl Gibson. Yeah.